Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Alan Klaus, who is Director of Retail Sales with Star Flooring and Decorating. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking me to speak with you.
Yeah, sure. I kind of singled you out because we're at the NFA meeting out here in Beaver Creek, Colorado, and I get the sense that you're really kind of changing up the game a little bit at retail. So you're at Star. Some people call it Star Lumber. Tell us a little bit of background on Star, if you would.
Well, Star's been around. It'll be 75 years next year, and we started off in the lumber business and been in the flooring business for the last, I believe, 25, 30 years. And I've been on the retail floor for them as a manager for the last couple. And we have an old, well-established company in the region, and we're just trying to be as relevant and happening as we can be.
And you're in Wichita and Oklahoma City as far as in the flooring business?
That is correct.
And Star is about a $100 million company, privately owned, and flooring is just one of four divisions, right?
That is correct. Flooring is about a $30 million business for Star. Yeah.
So you've been there a little over 3 years. You didn't come from the flooring business prior to that, did you?
No, I owned a trade show display company for about 6 years, kind of into the recession. And prior to that, I was in medical device sales. So kind of came out of surgery, thought I needed to own a company and bought one. And then the recession came and I had friends at Star and I had an opportunity to go earn a living a different way.
And you gave a presentation earlier today about your company, your team did, and you talked about the Collins book, Good into Great. And I think that you guys have done one of the things he recommends, and that is you've decided not only what you are, but what you aren't. And you say that you aren't going to do some things. I guess you guys are focusing more on the full service side of the business than the DIY side of the business, right?
That is correct. We are absolutely about the full service side, the installed business. We've made a very calculated decision that as the demographic ages and more people are less interested in working on their knees, installing tile in their bathroom, that's really our customer. We feel like we do it really well, and we pay a lot of attention to the details, and we think that's going to be the right direction for the next 10, 15 years.
I really picked up on the fact that you're focusing on these employees. You're actually almost retooling the employees that you have, I guess, through some attrition and through some of this recession. And the ones you're bringing in, you're kind of looking for a little bit different skill set, and you're also structuring their compensation a little bit differently. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, that's correct. We've done a lot of things, but when I first came to Star, let's just say that the showroom was in need of a little bit of freshen up, and the company was willing to invest in it, so we remodeled the floor. We've cleaned it up. We've gone very much to a very high-end look. We've invested in things like we scent the air to make it smell nice. We play very high-end music. We've set up a welcome station where we greet every customer. We offer everybody coffee and water, and we really try and cater to people as they go through the process. But the people that we put on the floor, when I started, let's say the salespeople were very much a super salesperson. They did their own purchasing, took all the phone calls all day long, handled the installation of the job, did a lot of the things that took a lot of time away from being able to focus on the customer. So what I wanted to do was kind of specialize, if we will. So we took some of our most technical people off of the floor, and we used them as project coordinators in the background, if you will, and I hire connectors now, people that really are interested in the design side of the business. We recruit and hire interior designers. We're looking for college-educated people, and we pay them with an hourly base, and we give them incentives based on the team winning and Star winning and them winning. And we based this on a book called Drive by Daniel Pink. And so far, I think they're happier. They get more time off, and it works really well.
So imagine that. What a novel idea. You're selling a floor covering. You're selling a fashion item, and you're hiring people who've been trained how to sell that.
Well, that's correct, and they're passionate about it. They love it. They love talking about all the decorative tiles and all those things. And, you know, honestly, we sell to primarily a female consumer, and so these designers connect very early on, and they don't have to be experts in how a floor gets installed. I've got people behind the scenes that are worried about transition strips and underlayment and subfloor and thin set and all those kind of things. And our estimator takes pictures, so we make sure we're doing it right, and we follow up with every customer to make sure we handle the whole process all the way through in a great fashion.
I know that the talk that you gave today, you talked a little bit about there are incentives. So there are things that you reward them for instead of just paying an hourly wage, but it's not a commission sale, right?
That's correct. And again, and I don't want to speak too much about the book, because if people aren't readers, they won't care. But the science would indicate that people are intrinsically driven. They're driven by an innate desire to learn and to really be at the top of their game. We want to have mastery of whatever we do. And by paying people a commission just to sell, we weren't paying them to help their teammates. We weren't paying them to help Star with their margins. We weren't helping to increase our referral scores or our secret shopper scores or any of those things. And so what the book convinced us is that if we paid them a living wage, enough that they knew that when they woke up in the morning, they could pay their rent and or pay their home mortgage and buy food and take care of their kids, that if we just made a small incentive based on some things like how many people they help and how their referral scores are and their closure rate and gross margin, things like that, that it kept them interested, but it didn't make them make decisions that were counter to what Star needed and what our customers needed.
You know, Alan, another thing you said today in this presentation is that you do not allow spiffs. And I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, and that was before I came to Star, but I agree with the philosophy. We're very, very interested in getting the consumer what they need and want. And I believe that that's real. The manufacturers need to bring us product that stands on its own, I believe. And I think sometimes spiffs can, let's just say, force salespeople to sell things that wouldn't necessarily be in the best interest of the customer. So Star basically collects the spiffs, not the employees, and we use that as part of our payroll to make budget, if you will. But,
all right, Alan, I really appreciate you spending time with us. This is a very interesting concept. I bet when people hear this, they're going to want to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Alan Klaus, who's Director of Retail Sales with Star Flooring and Decorating, based in Wichita, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.